As a part of their Come Together and Fight Back tour, Senator Sanders and Chairman Perez will stop in several states, including many conservative ones such as Arizona, Montana, and Utah, to tap into the swell of Democratic grassroots support following the 2016 presidential election. Danny Bayes, chair of the Cache County Democrats, says local Democrats still favor Sanders.
A lot of people are upset. They're disappointed with the election results. And, you know, I think Senator Sanders puts people over politics. You know, he's not worried about fundraising, and he's not worried so much about big donations and, you know, corporate sponsorships. He cares about people. And I think that's where Utahns, especially in Cache Valley, you know, he had overwhelming support here. And I think it's because they trust him.
Perez claims that the Democratic Party is shifting focus to give Democrats in red states a voice.
I think Democrats are at our best when we are united, when we put those values into action, and when we tap into this grassroots energy that's really unprecedented in my lifetime. And we need to have a 50-state plus all the territory strategy. Democrats all too frequently were not speaking to everyone everywhere. That's what we're doing this week.
Despite beating Senator Sanders' endorsement for chair of the DNC, Keith Ellison, Bayes says Democrats are still ready to unite behind the party.
Democrats in the Valley are progressive, and they are pro-Sanders. But I, you know, there are no internal divisions. There's no real unhappiness with Tom Perez being elected as DNC chair. You know, as a county, we hope to move forward. And I think, you know, you'll see some good things from the Cache Democrats in the coming years.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.